From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The biggest storm of the season is still pounding the Sierra. The National Weather Service reports that dangerous to impossible mountain and foothill travel continues today and highly discourages hitting the road, adding the better window would be Friday and Saturday after the storm exits the region. And thousands of power outages persist across many parts of the Sierra and foothills. All that to say, the snowpack has changed dramatically this week. We are talking feet upon feet of powder with more forecasted on the horizon. To get a current look at conditions, we are turning to the summit. Andrew Schwartz is the director of UC Berkeley Central Sierra Snow Lab at Donner Summit and joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you, Vicky. Thanks for having me on.
So I read your morning update on X and the impressive snowfall over the past 4 days that you've just been in the thick of, even more forecasted today. You wrote that the atmosphere is showing off, you know, send snacks, you know, send not help. I mean, you're doing okay, but essentially the snowpack is basically building an extension onto the lab. So what is the view outside right now?
The same as it has been for about 4 days now, and that's just big fat flakes of snow falling and plenty of it. Actually, here over the last couple hours, we've had some of the strongest snowfall rates that we've seen realistically all week. Some rates maybe up to 3+ inches per hour. It's starting to taper off a little bit, but even on top of those numbers we posted, 7.5 feet roughly that we've gotten so far, there's more coming in.
Wow. I mean, you have bared through this many times before, but you also wrote that anecdotally, I mean, these are the worst conditions since February of 2023. How has it been riding this out?
Yeah, it's been challenging. I think, you know, we get these big atmospheric rivers and these big storms that occur in every year. I think things came together in just the right or wrong way, depending on your perspective, to create some wild conditions up here. So these heavy snowfall rates combined with a very persistent wind that occurred all day Tuesday and into Wednesday created whiteout conditions. There were times we were looking out the window, couldn't see 20 to 30 feet out onto the site. And of course, tons of accumulation. We have light, fluffy snow, which we're not used to here in the Sierra. I grew up in Colorado. It's normal out there, but very light, fluffy snow. I was out there doing some work just now. I was sinking 5 feet into this snow when I was taking footsteps. It was just sinking, compressing, much different than the Sierra cement we're used to.
Yeah, okay. So a little more difficult or a lot more difficult to get around. Is this the type of snow that we want, light and fluffy?
I think after the 5 to 6 week dry period, we'll take any snow we can get. That being said, this light, fluffy snow doesn't have as much water in it. So in kind of a weird way, we're seeing the Snow Lab's numbers come up to about average in terms of snowfall, which is, you know, measuring how much snow has actually accumulated. But we're still a long ways off from the water content that we need. So terrific to have this snow after the dry period, but we want more storms to come through too to bulk up that water supply.
And you're located in the Central Sierra. Has this storm been evenly distributed across the northern and southern Sierra as well?
There's been plenty of snow coming in overall. This was a southerly storm for the most part. The southern Sierra were getting plenty of snow. I know Big Bear was posting some great images, as was Mammoth. We got plenty here as well. And up north, they got some good stuff too. Now, we're still a little bit distributed in an odd way as far as our snowfall for the year. Down south has gotten more than up here in the central or even up in the northern Sierra. But I think broadly, this has helped us out throughout the state.
What was also interesting when reading your newsletter was that you write that we've had the series of these types of cold storms that they've happened at nearly the exact time in February for the last several years. Why do you think that is?
You know, that's a really good question, and that's exactly right. We've seen these really cold storms happen in the middle or at the end of February every year that I've been up here, realistically, for the last 5 years. And it ties into some other research that we've been looking at and how we're transitioning to a rain-dominated area away from snow. But February is the only month that isn't transitioning for some reason. And so it seems to be that while we're getting warmer in all the other months, we've got this persistent cold pattern that comes down through the area in February that helps us out quite a bit. So that's an ongoing area of research and a really good question.
Yeah, I mean, January was dry. I mean, we started off the year pretty okay, 89% of average when talking about snowpack. But by the end of the month, it dwindled to like 59%. How much of a boost is this storm?
This storm has been fantastic. Yeah, I mean, warmth has been the trend of this season so far. We've had more rain than we would have ordinarily liked. We've also seen some early melt that we didn't want from the snowpack as well in January due to those warm temperatures. But over the course of the last 4 days, this snowfall has actually bulked up the state snowpack by 20% for this date. So if we were looking at things back on the weekend, we were only about 52%. Now we're at 72%. So it's really helped us out a lot, but we don't want that storm window to close. We need to keep it open so we can keep inching our way closer and closer to having enough snow water equivalent.
Well, and it looks like it's going to stay open. We have, you know, more on the horizon that's forecasted. But is it too much of a good thing? I mean, we still have power outages, dangerous mountain travel. And of course, we had that deadly avalanche that struck a group of backcountry skiers earlier this week.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there's a very, they're very differing perspectives right now, right? There's the fact that we have this wonderful snow coming in to bulk up our water supply. It's great for the ski resorts. But, you know, some of those folks that were caught in that avalanche are from the Soda Springs community. And so we're reeling and dealing with that at the same time. And there's very conflicting feelings about this storm. That said, you know, if it's kind of hard because if we don't want the snow, then inevitably we're going to end up with a pretty intense fire season as things dry out early. So rather have the snow and the hazards that it brings than not. But it's still been a difficult week with this big storm.
Finally, I mean, you, of course, take a lot of precautions when you're out around the lab. You are located at the summit. What advice do you have for people that are looking to get out and actually enjoy this snowpack?
Honestly, I'm going to depart from what I normally say and say, do that, but do it responsibly. And coming up today is not doing it responsibly. Doing it where there's big windblown slabs of snow after we've gotten 7.5 to 10 feet over the last several days, that's not doing it responsibly. So wait until the road and weather conditions are good enough to come up. And then be careful as you're recreating, because it's a fantastic storm. It's a lot of fun to play out in, but it needs to be done smartly and safely.
Andrew, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Vicki.
Andrew Schwartz is a director of UC Berkeley's Central Sierra Snow Lab, located at Donner Summit.